Nesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Yud Gimel, four lines on the top of Daf Yud Gimel Malav, the Mishnah stated that Reuven is chayiv for Nezek if he or his possession damaged the Choshim She'im Hama'ila, and the Gemara is Medayik that Reuven will even be chayiv if he damaged Hegdish as long as there is no Din Me'ila on that type of Hegdish. And Rabbi Yechonon explained that this is coming to include where Reuven was Mazak Kachi Kachim, and specifically with Fidashita Rabbi Yisrael Lili, that Kachim Kalim, while it is alive, is considered Mammon Bailim, and Rabbi Yisrael Lili learns this from the Pasuk that states in that states one would even be chayiv a karen and a chaymish and a sham gazelis if he makes a shvuas hashemim on kachim kalim, as if it states in the pasuk ba misa v'chichesh and ba shem v'chichesh. And based on a difficult shakel of tayin in the Gemara ended that although the fear based on lili kachim kalim is considered mamon bailim, however that is only by standard kachim kalim that originally was his mamon, and then a person was makdashit and created the kedusha, so until his makrif it remains in Maynai. However, Bechor is one of the Choftal Matnas Kuna, and since a Bechor is Kaddish Merechem, so we look at it as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Reuven this Bechor with specific instructions as to what he can and can't do with the Bechor, and in a Chanami, Bechor is not Mamun Bailim, but Mishulcha Gavaya Kazachu. And keep in mind that if he's there, a Bechor that was born in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore even Bizman Shabbisim Lushayakayim, Lechatchila was not Reil HaKrava, so it would also be considered Mamun Bailim, and that is why in the Mishnah that we brought on that few Bezin and Bez, from Masechtas Ma'aseh Sheni, it stated that Mekachim Bayis Isha, which Ravina explained, is referring to Bechor, Afilu Bizman HaBayis, Shenil B'chutzlaretz. And our Gemara begins, Gufa, we learned, and the Gemara will now bring down the full Braisa, where we see the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and we will see that there's the Tanakama that tells us what the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Glili is, and then we will see the Shita Ben Azai, as well as Abba Yesi Ben Ustai, who argue on the Tanakama as to what Rabbi Yisrael Glili actually holds. And the Gemara begins, that the Pasuk says, Umolam Molam Hashem, and we learn out, Rabbi's Kachim Kalam that this teaches us that Kachim Kalim is considered Mamun Bailim, and these are the words of Rabbi Yisrael Glili. And as we explained, the Makar is based on the full Pasuk that states, Umolam Molam Hashem, Vichichesh Bamisa Bibakadin. Rabbi Yisrael Glili dashes the word Vichichesh both in the future, as it says, Bamisai, and therefore he learns Bamisa Vichichesh, and also on the prior word that says Bashem, and he learns Bashem Vichichesh. And Rishonim explained that this is the Tanakama Rabbi Yisrael Glili that explains Rabbi Yisrael Glili said that all Kachim Kalim is considered Mamun Bailim. However, some Rishonim explained that these words Rabbi Yisrael Glili are just stated stama, and then the Gemara will now bring down the Shita Ben Azai and Abba Yisrael Ben Nistai, who explained the words Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and there are three different Shitas in this Braisa, and there really are only two Shitas as to how to explain Rabbi Yisrael Glili. The Gemara continues and quotes the Braisa. Ben Azai explains that what Rabbi Yisrael Glili meant is L'Rabbis HaShashlamim, that when it says Umalam Malam Bashem, it's coming to be Marba, that Shlam is considered Mamun Bailim, and the Gemara will explain what is this coming to be Mayit. And Rabbi Yisrael Ben Dostoy Oymer, and Rabbi Yisrael Ben Dostoy states, Le'om Ben Azai Elo B'b'chor B'l'bad, that Ben Azai only said this halacha, that this Kachim Kalim, which is considered Maimainai, by B'chor, and not by anything else. And our Gemara will discuss what Rabbi Yisrael Ben Dostoy Shita is, and how he's explaining the words of Rabbi Yisrael Glili. And the Gemara continues that now that we brought down the full Braisa, the Gemara will now go and explain the Braisa in detail. So Amamah, we stated in the Braisa, Ben Azai Oymer, L'Rabbis HaShlamim, L'Mutei Mai, when Ben Azai explained that Rabbi Yisrael Glili meant Umalam Malam Hashem L'Rabbis Kachim Kalim, and Kachim Kalim is considered Mamun Bailim, so that is coming to him Arba Shlomim and not all Kachim Kalim. And the Gemara asks L'Mutei Mai, what is he coming to exclude? Keep in mind that certainly if there would be a Bechor that's Bizman Beshabes HaMikdash Kayim, and it's also in Eretz Yisrael itself, and certainly it was understood that that type of Bechor would definitely be considered Mamun Gavaya, and definitely be Shulchan Gavaya Kazahu. As we explained, that since it's possible for this Bechor to be brought onto the Mizbeach and to be brought as a carbon, therefore that Bechor was definitely Kodesh Merechem, and therefore certainly it was considered Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. Therefore certainly that was not included in the words of Rabbi Yisrael Glili, even according to the Tanakhama. Therefore it can't be that Ben Azai is saying L'Rabbis HaShlamim to exclude that case. It must be that Ben Azai is coming to exclude another case, and the Gemara therefore states Ilei Melamuta Bechor, if you're going to tell me that the words that Ben Azai stated of L'Rabbis HaShlamim is coming to Imayit, a case where there was a Bechor that was Noyla Bizman Shabbis HaMidushchayim, but it was born in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore it wasn't Roy L'Mizbeach, and it wouldn't be considered Mishulchan Gavayin Kazachu. Even so, it would not be considered Mamun Bailim, but L'Chir, that can't be, as L'maisa we would learn based on the Kal V'Chayim from Shlomim, that certainly it's considered Mamun Bailim. And the Gemara explains the Kal V'Chayim, as Hashto Umash Shlomim Shatun Smichu Nesachim Utsuvis Chazei V'Shayik Amr Mamun Bailimu, the Madoch B'negei Shlomim, we see that it's so Kaddish that there's a requirement to do Smicha, and there's also a requirement to bring a Minchas Nesachim, and there's also a requirement to do Utsuvis Chazei V'Shayik. Shoik. Even so, we say that while it's alive, it's considered Mamun Bailim. So Bechor Miboy is certainly B'negei Bechor, where it doesn't have any of these three dinim. Certainly, it's not on such a great level of Kedusha. Therefore, certainly a Bechor that's born B'zman Shebeis HaShemir Kayim and was born B'chutz Lars definitely be considered Mamun Bailim, Elam Rabbi Echon. And therefore, Rabbi Echon explains Lamutai Maisa that the words of Ben Azai, we stated, L'Rabbis Neshashlamim, he's coming to Emayit a case of Maisa Behema. Rashi explains, She'afa Pishu Kar Shlamim, that even though Maisa Behema is brought as a Shlamim, Kadamirim Per Basar Bechayas, Afi Lachi Loeb Mechayim Mamun Bailim Kishlamim, even so, Rabbi Yisrael Agli would state that Maisa Behema is not like a standard Shlamim and would not be considered Mamun Bailim even when it's alive. And the Gemara continues and brings Uriah, Ketanya, as we learned through the Braisa, that Bechor Nema Loi Sifta, then the Pasha Bechor in Pasha's Kerach, the Pasuk says, Loshim Loi Sifta, and we learn now that he can't be Poydoi Bechor and take off all of its Kedusha, and if it's a Tam, certainly can't be Poydoi at all, and even if it's a Balmum, and you could be Poydoi, even if you would be Poydoi that animal, the actual Bechor that is now a Balmum, you would not be able to actually go at any point and sell it in the marketplace or use any weights to measure it, as that would be a Chesaron and Kavod for this Bechor. However, we learn, and when Medayik, that is only a Issa of Pidyon, however, Vinimka Tam Chai, Ubalmum Chai Veshochad, if a Kohen wants to sell his Bechor that is a Tam, he could sell it while it's alive, and he could sell it to another Kohen, and the Kohen will either bring it to the Beis HaMikdash in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and he'll be Makavit, or if it's not the time of the Beis HaMikdash, he'll wait till it gets a Mum, and then he'll be able to Shecht it and eat it. And if the Bechor was already a Balmum, either the Kohen could immediately sell it while it's alive, and when he sold it to another Kohen, that Kohen will be able to Shecht it and eat it immediately because it's a Balmum, or the first Kohen could Shecht the Balmum, and he could then sell it to another Kohen, and that Kohen would be able to eat this Bechor. Lamaisa, as we see in this Braisa, there is a din that a Bechor could be sold, as Bechor is considered Mamun Bailim, at least in a case where it was not in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, or it was the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and it was in Chutz La'aretz. And the Braisa continues, B'maisa Nama, but again, Maisa Behema, the Pasuk in Pasuk B'chukis, it tells us, Lo Yigal, as the Pasuk says, Lo Yivaka, Ben Tev L'Rav, Lo Yimreno, Vim Hamer Yimreno, Vahe Uus Merasa Yer Kodesh, Lo Yigal. And as Rashi will explain, that the Pasuk of Lo Yigal tells us that not only can you not redeem Maisa Behema, but you can also not sell Maisa Behema. And as the Gemara states, Ve'in Nimka, Lo Yichayv, Lo Yishachat, Lo Yitam, Lo Yibalmum, and the reason why you can't sell Maisa Behema, and it doesn't make a difference if it's alive, or if it's already Shachat, or if it's a Tam, or it's a Balmum, is because Maisa Behema is not considered Mamun Bailim. The Maisa, even though the Pasuk says Lo Yigal, and it's Mashmah talking about redemption, based on the words alone, there should be no difference between Maisa Behema and Bechor, as B'negei Bechor it says Lo Sifta, and B'negei Maisa Behema it says Lo Yigal, and it seems to be the same idea. Zok Rashi, V'gaminim Bechor is B'per Chamishi, that we learn in Masechta Bechor is, Hai Lo Yigal, Ma Lo Yigal D'Chramim, that we learn out these words from Lo Yigal D'Chramim, D'Chsib Ben, Lo Yimachiv Lo Yigal, and over there it says clearly that you can't sell it, Ma'alon Mechir Imoy, Afkam Mechir Imoy, and just like over there, Mechir is included with Lo Yigal, here also, even though it doesn't say Lo Yimachar, there's also a din that you can't sell it, Hilkach In Nimka Lo Yichayv Lo Yishachat, Amol Amam Mabailimu, and therefore we see that's not considered Amam Mabailim, and therefore Zok Ben Azai, that the only time basically said that Kachim Kalim is Memoinoi is only by Shlamim or by Bechor B'chutz La'aretz. However, Maisa Behema is not considered Mamun Bailim. And the Gemara continues, we just stated that Rabbi Yechanan said, Lemuti Maisa, that the words of Ben Azai are coming to a Mayit, a case in Maisa Behema, and Ravina Masla Sefer, and the Gemara tells us that Ravina actually learned these words of Rabbi Yechanan on the Sefer of the Braisa and on the sheet of Abi Yasi Ben Dostoy as to what Rabbi Yechanan holds, and the Sefer stated Abi Yasi Ben Dostoy email, Loi Amun Ben Azai El Bebuchar Bovad, that Abi Yasi Ben Dostoy told us, Ben Azai only said that Kachin Kalim is considered Mamun Bailim by Bechor itself. And the Gemara asked Lemuti Mai, what is that coming to exclude? And the Gemara states, Elaim Lemuti Shlamim, if you're going to tell me that he's telling us that the only time that something is Mamun Bailim is only by Bechor and not by Shlamim, the Gemara asked, Hashto Ma Bechor Shekadosh Merechem, and mind you that Madach Benegei Bechor, that although it's already Kadosh Merechem, it's still considered Mamun Bailim, so Shlamim Bai, certainly Shlamim, where the person creates the Kedusha, then certainly it will remain Mamun Bailim as long as the Shlamim is still alive. And Amr Rabbechon, on that Rabbechon explained, Lemuti Maisa, when Abba Yosef Ben Dostoy said that Loi Amun Ben Azai El Bebuchar Bavad, he's coming to exclude a case of Maisa Behema, and only B'negei Maisa Behema do we say that's not considered Mamun Bailim, but Bechor as well as Shlamim would be considered Mamun Bailim. And once again, we bring a Braisa to show that Maisa Behema is not considered Mamun Bailim, K'netanya, as we learned in the Braisa, B'Bechor Nema Loi Sifta, B'Nim Ketam Chai, or Balmum Chai B'Shachet, and B'Maisa Nema Loi Yigal, and we learn out that it can't be sold, V'in Nimka Loi Chai V'Loi Shachet, Loi Tam V'Loi Balmum, and that's because it's not Mamun Bailim. The Gemara continues and asks on this version of what Rabbi Yechon said, Habu B'Chor B'Bad Kama, Maisa the Loshen of Abi Yosef Ben Dostoy was that Loi Ben Azai, the only case that Ben Azai holds that his kachim kalim is considered mum and bailim is only by a bechor and nothing else, and therefore it's mashmor that does not include shlamim either. And the Gemara says kasha, that's a kasha, and therefore here we go back to our original understanding of what Rabbi Yechon said. And Rabbi Yechon was discussing the din of Ben Azai, and when Ben Azai said the rabbis say shlamim, that's coming to ma'is behemor. And Rabbi Yisrael Ben Dustai is saying not only is ma'is behemor not considered mum and bailim, and therefore you can't sell it, but a shlamim was also not mum and bailim, even though the Gemara just brought a svara that by a shlamim you created the kedusha, and therefore l'chur it should be mum and bailim. But l'maisa the Gemara had a svara beforehand that shlamim is definitely more of a svara to say that's not mum and bailim, because there's a requirement for smicha and sachim and through v'schazei v'shoik, and therefore you see that the kedusha is much stronger than b'degei b'char. And although b'char is considered mum and bailim, however shlamim would not be considered mum and bailim. And the Gemara continues that originally on dafid beis and beis, the Gemara explained that when the Mishnah stated nechasim she'im b'mila, it's telling us that the only time that there is a din that someone is chayef for nezek is only when he damages something that does not have meila, and we medayik that even though it's hegdish, you would still be chayef. And the Mishnah is going specifically like Rabbi Yisrael Levi, because kachim kalim is mum and bailim. However, Rava will now argue, and Rava will state that our Mishnah could be going even through the words of chachamim and my nechasim she'im b'mila, when the Mishnah stated that the only time you chayef for hezek is only if you damage the chasim that do not have meila. It means the chasim she'im b'dimila is referring to those nechasim that never could have a din me'ilah, who might ninu the hedit, as they're not talking about hegdish at all, and not talking about kachim kalim or kachim kachim, and in both cases you would not be chayiv. They are both not considered memoinoi, and therefore is not considered shara'eyu. The only time someone is chayiv for being mazik another animal is only when that animal belongs to hedit and doesn't belong to hegdish at all. And the Gemara is for listening to hedit, l'chair according to the svar of Rava, so why did the Mishnah bring a lashon on the chasim she'im me'ilah, l'chair which is to say that you only chayiv if you're mazik something that belongs to a hedit. The Gemara ends off kasha that this is a valid question. Therefore, it certainly seems that the first teretz that the Gemara brought, that the Mishnah is going specifically like the Shita Rameya, seems to be a better teretz. The Maisa could be that's not a tiyufta, because as we said before, that the Tana of our Mishnah is the Tana of Yerushalmis, and therefore he spoke in a different lashon. You can't necessarily ask so many questions based solely on the Tana's lashon. And the Gemara will now continue and discuss a case where shlomim is mazik someone's animal. And the writer points out that certainly we know that if there's an animal of Hegdish that's mazik someone, generally there would not be a chiyuv. However, our Gemara is going like the Shita of Rabbi Yisi Aglili that holds that kachim kalim is manum bailim. Therefore, if Reuven's carbon shlomim is mazik Shimon's animal, then Reuven would be chayiv. And also keep in mind that as we know that if someone's animal uses a karen and it goes and shtoises another animal, then as long as there's a tam, you pay chetzi nezek. And in addition, there's another din that you only gave him besaran. There is no requirement to pay min aliyah. And the standard case is where there's a shor that is worth $100 that goes and is mazik another shor that's worth $300. The din is that since the shor was a shor tam, therefore you'd really be chayiv $150 as you're going to be chayiv chetzi nezek. However, since the mazik shor is only worth $100, the maximum amount that the nizik could collect is $100, as we're only going to be goyva up to the amount of the value of the mazik shor. And based on this hakdama, let's continue the Gemara. Rab Abba teaches us shlamim shoziku. If you have a shlamim which is a tam and is mazik someone's animal, then when Shimon comes to collect, he could only collect up to the value of the basa of this animal that is the shlomim. He can't collect based on the fats that will go on the mizbeach. For example, if there's a shor that's a shlomim and that's a tam, his value is $200, but that value of $200 is split up between its basa and the emurim, and the basa is worth $150 and the emurim is worth $50, and now it damages a shor that's worth $400, and really me'ikadin, Reuven should owe Shimon $200 because he has to pay chetzi nezek. However, since Shimon could only collect migufay and he could only collect from the actual animal, therefore when Shimon collects for his damages, he'll only be able to take the basa, which is worth $150. Shimon will lose $50 because certainly he will not be able to take from the emurim, as the emurim go on the mizbeach. Keep in mind that certainly when Shimon collects the basa from Reuven, they'll have to keep the full kedusha of that basa, eat it with the halachas of a kamin shlamim, and I'll have to eat it b'taira, and I'll have to eat it lefinim and within the chaymis yishlayim. And the Gemara asks pshita that l'chayra, what is Rabbi Abba coming to teach us? That's pashit emurim l'gavayi salki, that since the emurim belong to the mizbeach and has to go onto the mizbeach, then certainly Shimon can't collect from the emurim. Certainly the Shimon loses out his $50. And what is the chiddush of Rabbi Abba? And the Gemara answers leitzvicha l'gavayi mizbeach k'neged emurim. The Rabbi Abba is actually teaching us a chiddush in the following scenario. And for example, if Reuven's carbon shlom, which is a tam, and it's worth 200 zuz, and the 200 zuz is broken up, that 100 $150 is the value of the basar, and $50 is the value of the emurim, and it stresses and it damages the shor of Shimon, which is also worth 200 zuz. Therefore, really at this point, Reuven owns Shimon $100, and the basar is worth $150, so there should be no problem for Shimon to collect the full $100 from the basar. However, Rabbi Abba teaches us that since l'maisa the damage occurred both from the basar as well as the emurim of the animal, therefore we have to look at it in that ratio. Therefore, when Shimon comes to collect from Reuven, he'll only be able to take 50% of the value of the basar, and since the basar is worth $150, so Shimon will be able to take $75 from the basar, and of course he can't take anything from the emurim. Therefore, Shimon will lose out $25. Before we continue with the Gemara, let's point out that the Gemara will discuss the machlikis between the Rabbanan Rav Nosson that is brought on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, where a shor of Reuven pushes the shor of Shimon into a bar which belongs to Levi and damages the shor of Shimon. And Chum hold that if Reuven's shor was mu'ud, then Reuven would pay nezek shalim, and if Reuven's shor was a tam, then Reuven would only pay chetzi nezek, and Levi would always be potter. And even though certainly the bar contributed to the hezek, but we look at the Baal HaShor as the main mazik, and even if Reuven's animal was a tam, then Shimon will not be compensated for his full loss, as l'maisa Levi has a taina that Reuven is initially responsible to pay, and it's not my fault that the shor was a tam, and therefore Shimon can't get full payment, and therefore all Shimon will receive is chetzi nezek. However, Reb Nosson holds that the Baal HaShor and the Baal HaBar are jointly liable. Therefore, if Reuven's shor was a mu'ud, then Reuven pays 50%, and Levi would pay 50% of the damages. While if Reuven's shor was a tam, then Reuven would be chayiv to only pay 25%, and Levi would pay 75%. And according to Reb Nosson, in either case, Shimon would not lose out. Based on this machlekes, our Gemara continues, Aliba demand that when we just studied the Leit Tzricha L'Goyim B'Sar and Kenegan Emurim, who is that going like? Eliba Rabbanan, if it's going like the Shita Rabbanan, Pshita, then that's certainly Pashit, because Ha'amri, the Rabbanan hold, Kilek L'Shlum and Mahai, when you can't be Goyven, you can't collect from Reuven, and you can't collect from the Baal HaShor, L'Mishtal and Mahai, it would not give Shimon a right to go and collect from the Baal HaBar, and Shimon would lose out. And therefore, over here also, even though the Nizik cannot collect from the Emurim, it doesn't mean that he has a right to collect more from the Basar, and therefore the Nizik will lose out. But if it's going according to Rav Nosson, Ha'amak, Kilek L'Shlum and Mahai, Mishtal and Mahai, Rav Nosson hold that if you can't collect from the Baal HaShor, you would collect from the Baal HaBar. And if so, why wouldn't we say that since the Nizik can't collect from the Emurim, he should be able to collect from the Basar? And since the Basar is actually worth $150, L'Chari, why is the Nizik only collect $75 if she'd be able to collect the full $100 from the Basar of this animal? And therefore, the Gemara is asking Rav Abba at Mimonushach, if he's going like the Shita Rabbanan, then L'Chari, it's Pashit, and what is he coming to teach us? And if he holds like Rav Nosson, then L'Chari, the Psak is wrong. The Gemara answers, Ibayis Im Rav Nosson, Ibayis Im Rabbanan. Either I could tell you the Rav Abba is going according to Shita Rav Nosson, or I could tell you that he's going like Rabbanan. And the Gemara explains, Ibayis Im Rabbanan, that if we want, I could tell you that Rav Abba is going according to Shita Rabbanan. And the din of Rav Abba is still a chiddush, since Rabbanan were talking about a case where there was a shor and bar that was mazik, someone's shor. So Hani Mila betray Gufi, we may think that the reason why he could only collect from the Baal HaShor is because there were two separate mazikim that were mazik this animal, Al Bechad Gufa. But over here, since there's one animal that was mazik Shimon Shar, so you may think that even though there's Basar and there's Emurim, but even so you would say that since you can't collect any money from the Emurim, therefore you'd be able to collect all of your money from the Basar and you'd receive the full $100. As the Gemara explains, that we would have a Hamina, that Matzi Amalei, that the Nizik could tell the Mazik, Mikol Hecha to be Ina, Mishtalmina, that from any part of this animal that I want to collect, I should be able to collect. And Kamash Mon Reb Abba, Shimon can only collect $75 and he can only collect his portion from the basar, and he can't collect the portion of the emurim from the basar, and therefore Shimon will lose out $25. And he buys in Rav Nosson, or if you want, I could tell you that Rav Abba is going according to Shita Rav Nosson, according to Rav Nosson, just like he said over there, that you collect from both the Baal HaBar and the Baal HaShor. Over here also, once you can't collect from the emurim, you should be able to collect the full $100 from the basar. And the Gemara explains, Hasam Huda Amalei Baal HaShor LeBaal HaBar, is in that case where Shimon could say to the Baal HaBar, meaning Shimon, who is the Nizik, could say to the Baal HaBar that we call Levi, although it's true that the Baal HaShor is the one that pushed my shor into the bar, but ultimately I found my shor in your bar, and therefore you definitely contributed to this hezek, and therefore I have a right to come to collect the full damages from you. And Rashi says, Hilka kol nezek alav, ma the isla l'shlumim Baal HaShor mishlumna, whatever I could get from the Baal HaShor, I will get from him, im tamu mishalim revia, and if he's a tam, he will only pay me a quarter of the hezek, that filu uzika hulu vaday, lo yim mishalim el chetzi nezek, the achshav sheish achar ima yishalim revia, the rest of the amount of my loss I will collect from you, and you'll have to give me 75%. And as the Gemara states, my lesli l'shlum the Nizik says to the Baal HaBor, whatever I could get from the Baal HaBor and whatever I could take from Reuven, I will get from him. But whatever I can't get from him, Mishlim Menoch, I will take from you, and you are going to be chayiv to me. Continue on Daf Yud Gimel Beis, Abul Hacha. But in our case, where there was one animal that damaged another animal, and there was only a question, could you collect from the Basa or from the Emurim? Mi Matze Am, Basa Azik, Emurim Lo Azik. Could you say that the Basa did a Hezek, and the Emurim did not do the Hezek? Certainly, both the Basa and the Emurim contributed to the Hezek, and they were jointly liable, and therefore, all I could collect from the Basa is up to 50% of the liability, and I could collect from the Emurim 50% of the liability, and therefore, the maximum amount that would come Chayiv Reuven is only up to 50% of the value of the Basa, and therefore, Reuven would pay to Shimon $75, and Shimon would lose out $25, because of course, he can't collect from the Emurim, since the Emurim go on to the Mizbeach. And the Gemara continues, Rava states, Toida Shezika, Gaivim Mibisar, Ve'ina Gaivim Malachma. Reuven's animal that he was already mafresh as a carbon Toida, and since it's Kachim Kalim, therefore it's considered Mamun Shaloi, according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and this Toida then went and was Mazik Shimon's animal, and once again, this Toida was a Tam, and therefore you could only be Gaiva and be Mishali Migufai, and not Menalia, and therefore when Shimon comes to collect Chatzin Nezek from Reuven, he can only collect up to the value of the bus of the carbon Toida, and it can't be Gaiva up to the value of the breads that come along with the carbon Toida, and of course, as we know, that every carbon Toida is brought together with 40 breads, and Ayin and Top Tesis who points out that this memory is from Rava, and Rava stated on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that our Mishnah is not going specifically like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and it's going according to Chumim, as Rava stated, my nechosim she'im ben mila, and is referring to nechosim she'im ben din mila, or my ninu de hadit, even though Rava explained our Mishnah that it's going even according to Chumim, however, certainly this memory of Rava is dafka l'fi Rabbi Yisrael Glili, l'fi l'chumim, although a toida is kachim kalim, but it's not considered mamon shaloi, and it's considered mamon gavaya, therefore there would be no chiyuv if a toida is mazik someone. Our Gemara continues that l'chir, this memory of Rava is pshita, as lechem pshita, what would be a hamina that Shim could collect from the lechem if the lechem had no connection to the damage that occurred to Shimon's animal? And the Gemara answers, Sefer Istrichle, that in the Chanami, the first words of Rava was not the chiddush, but it was actually something that he said at the end, and Rava also stated that nizik eichel basa umeskapa meiri lechem, that the nizik will go and collect the basa, and he'll be able to eat the basa, and of course he'll have to eat it based on the kedusha of a toida, and even though Shimon will have the right to the basa, but Reuven, who was the one who was responsible to bring the karmen toida, will have to bring the 40 lechem, and the Gemara asks, Hanabi pshita, the lechir is also pashit, as Reuven is the one who is chayiv a karmen toida, and the chiyuv of a karmen toida is to bring an animal together with lechem, and the Gemara answers that the chiddush of Rava is that marot hima, one may have thought, to keep in the lechem, hachshira de zevachu, that since in order to eat the karmen toida, you have to bring the 40 lechem, so maybe le malay, let the mazik say to nizik, at achat basa, vana aisi lechem, doesn't make sense, so you will eat the basa, and I will have to bring the lechem, and therefore in this case, since you're receiving the basa, so you should have to bring the 40 lechem. Kamashwan, the lechem chiyud baidlamu, and the chiddush of Rav is that the lechem is still the responsibility of the owner of the carbon toida. And the Gemara continues in quotes from Mishnah Daf Tesa Nebeis, Nechasim Shehin Shel Bnei Bris, Reuven is chayiv to pay for damages if he caused damage to Nechasim which belonged to Bnei Bris, which belongs to a Jew. And the Gemara asks, Lemute Mai, what is this coming to exclude? And the Gemara states, Ilemute de Chavim, if you could tell me that's coming to be Mayat Agai, Haktani Lal Kamad, Lemais and Daf Laman Zayin Ralph, the Mishnah will tell us that Shashi Yisrael, Shinogach, Shashal of Chavim Potter, that if a Shar of a Jew is Nogach, a Shar of Chavim Yapotter, and therefore why would our Mishnah have to state this? Our Tana just states the basic din, and then the Mishnah later on will expand it and give them a car and also discuss other points of this halacha. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Daf Tesam Beis, Nechasim and Miuchadim, Reuven is only responsible if he does hezek to Nechasim that are Miuchadim. And the Gemara asks, Lemute Mai, what is this coming to exclude? And Amr Rabbi Yehuda explains, Lemute Zeh Mesharcha Hezek, Vizeh Mesharcha Hezek, in a case where Reuven and Shimon's Shar are running after Levi's Shar, and the damages, and we're not sure whose Shar actually damaged Levi's Shar, and there are no Edim, and Reuven says, it was your Shar that was Mazik Levi's Shar, and Shimon says to Reuven, it was your Shar that was Mazik Levi's Shar, and the Mishnah teaches us that since they are not Nechasim Yuchadim, and they're not Miyuchad, and specifically owned by one person, and we're not certain who was Mazik Levi's Shar, therefore both of them are Pata, and the Gemara asks, Hatani Lakaman, Lamaisa is a Mishnah that's Mefurish, and Daflamet Hei Yom Ralf, Hayishnaim Reit Vin Achar Echad, if you have two animals that are running after one animal, and all three belong to three separate people, and Zelim Meshachizik, and Reuven states that it was the Shar of Reuven that was Mazik Levi Shar, Vizelim Meshachizik, and Shimon says it was Reuven Shar that was Mazik Levi Shar, Shnei and Peturim, both Reuven and Shimon will be Pata, and the Gemara answers, Tadi Pata Mefarish, once again, our Mishnah gave gave the basic case, and the Mishnah later on will expand on this. And the Gemara continues, although we just explained the Lashon of our Mishnah of Nechasim Yuchadim, that's talking about Nechasim, which are not Yuchad to a specific person, and we're not sure who it belongs to. However, Masisa Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Pratla Nechse Hefka, that the Lashon of Mishnah of Nechasim Yuchadim is coming to exclude Nechasim that belong to Hefka, and those Nechasim are not Yuchad, are not owned by one person, and they're not owned by anyone. So the Gemara asks, Hechidami, what is the case where you'd be Pata? If it's a case where Reuven Shar goes and straces the Shar of Hefka, so who's being Tavei Reuven? And of course Reuven will be Pata. El the Nagach Turid Hefka Turid Dan. There must be the cases where there was a Shar of Hefka that straced a Shar of Reuven. And the Gemara asks, why did Mishnah say that he Pata Lezer Velesi? Why can't Reuven just go and collect the actual Shar of Hefka, keep it for himself? And who's holding Reuven back from going and collecting the Shar of Hefka? And therefore the Lashon of Pata and Chayiv is not really relevant, and L'chayr, this can't be the case in the Mishnah either. And the Gemara answers, really we're talking about a case where Shar of Hefka went and was Mazik the Shar of Reuven, and as the Gemara says, B'shekadim Zachar B'achar, then Shimon went and was cleaning the Shar from Hefka, and the Mishnah teaches us that Shimon does not have to pay Reuven, and he doesn't have to give him the Shar. Reuven can't tell Shimon that even though at the point that this Shar was Mazik my Shar, you did not own it, but L'maisa, it stays my Shar, and therefore there's a responsibility to pay me, and I should be able to take the Shar at this point, and therefore the Mishnah tells us that that is not the case, and Reuven cannot collect the Shar from Shimon. The Rush points out that there's even a greater Chiddush according to the Man D'Amar that says that once an animal shtoises another animal, then it's considered that the Nizik owns that animal at the point that he actually was Nagach. Over here, we do not say that, because L'maisa, at the point that it shtoised Reuven's Shar, it was not owned by anyone, and it was a Shar of Hefka. And the Gemara continues, Ravina Amar, Ravina states, L'mutei Nagach v'achkein Hidgish, Nagach v'achkein Hefka, that our Mishnah is actually teaching us a Chiddush, that the only time to eat Chayim is by Nechasim and Mechadim, and even if Reuven Shar was Mazik Shimon Shar, and at the point of the Negicha, it was owned by Reuven, and then afterwards Reuven was Makdish the Shar, or after the Shar was Nagach, Reuven went and was Mafka the Shar, then the din is that Shimon cannot collect, because the Shar at this point is Hegdish, and at this point the Shar is Hefka. And Rashi explains that the Lashon of a Mishnah of Nechasim and Mechadim, according to this Teretz, is the Hachi Mashma, Shiyu Mechadim L'Adam Echad La'ilam, that this Shar should always be Miuchad to one person, Mishas Negicha at Shas Hamad Bedin, from the point that the Shar Shtois until the point of Hamad Bedin, until the point that they went to Bezin and Bezin Paskin. The Gemara continues, Tanya Mehochi, a similar din was stated in the Braisa, and this Braisa is actually not talking about a Shar that straced another Shar and damaged it, but we're talking about a Shar that killed a person and the person died. And the Pasuk states, Vim Shar Nakachu Mitmel Shilsham, Vuhu Bevala Veloish Murano, that this Shar is a Shar Muad and already straced 3 times, and you already warned the Bailam with Adim, Veloish Murano, and the Bailam don't guard the animal, Behemoth Isha Isha. And once again, the Shar Muad goes and kills a man or a woman, Hashar Yisakel, Vigam Ba'alav Yumas. As we will see, that since the beginning of the Pasuk states, Vuhu Bevalav, and then the end of the Pasuk says, Vigam Ba'alav Yumas, so it's Mashma that the same Bailam owned this animal from the point of time that the animal killed this person until the time of Hamad Bedin. In the Mishnah Daf Mem Dalam Beis, Rabbi Huda tells us that if there's a shar that's of Hefka, or there's a shar that belongs to Hegdish, and it kills a person, then this din of a shar niskal doesn't apply, and the shar would not receive skila. Our Gemara now brings a brisa, the Yesel Kein Am Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda expanded on this, and he said, Afilu Nagach V'Achein Hegdish, Nagach V'Achein Kein Hefker Pata, that not only do we say that if the animal was Hegdish, or was Hefka at the time that it shtoised a person and killed a person, will he be Patram Skila, even if the Shar had Bailim and it was owned by Reuven at the time that it shtoised and killed a person, and then Reuven was Makdish the animal, or Reuven was Mafka the animal, that the same thing applies, and the Shar would not receive Skila. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'hur B'balav Behemoth Ish, and as we stated, that the real Limud is from the fact that at the beginning of the Pasuk it says V'hur B'balav, and once again at the end of the Pasuk states V'gam B'alav Yumas, and therefore we learn out, Ashtei Misa V'amad B'din Shavim Ke'echad, that you have to have the same Bailim from the point of Misa until the point of Amad B'din, and since this animal at this point is Hefkar, or it became Hegdish, therefore the Din of Skila would not apply. And the Gemara now asks that we just stated that they have to have the same Bailim from the point of Misa to Hamad B'din, but the Gemara Din Lo Be'inan, do you say you don't have to have the same Bailim at the point of the Gemara Din? Ha'ashar Yisakel B'Gemara Din U'Dechsev, L'maisa, the Pasuk says Ha'ashar Yisakel, and only afterwards does it say V'gam Ba'al V'yumas, and therefore we see that you have to have the same Bailim at the point of the Gemara Din as well. Gemara answers, Ein Chanami El Ema Achtei Misa V'Hamad B'din V'Gemara Din Shavim Ke'echad, they have to have the same Bailim when this animal kills a person, as well as by the Hamad B'din, as well as at the point of the Gemara Din, and if at any point point the ownership changes, then the animal would not be chayiv skila. And the Mepharshim explained that although this Tanya Hachi is from the din of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chacham argue Rabbi Yehuda, but again, an animal that shtoises a person and kills a person, they hold that even if this animal becomes hefka, or if this animal becomes hegdish, that the animal would still be put to death and would still be chayiv misa. However, Ravina's din is stated even according to Chachamim, as the Chachamim agree, bin a gay hezek, that the only way that Reuven will be chayiv to pay damages is only by nechasim yichadim. And in the case of nogach v'achkein hegdish and nogach v'achkein hefka, and there were damages involved and there wasn't misa involved, that even the Rabbanon would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that the nizik could not collect any longer. And the Mepharshim explained that according to Rashi, it's mashma that our Gemara is lav dafka, and even if it wasn't nogach v'achkein hegdish or nogach v'achkein hefka, but Reuven went and sold this animal between the time of the gicha and the time of the Gemara din, and he sold it to another party, then that party would still be pata, because lemaisa you don't have the same bailim from the point of negicha until the point of Gemara din. And similarly, there's a question that let's say after the negicha, Reuven went and was mafka this animal, and then he was cleaning the animal once again from hefka. Would Reuven be pata because lemaisa there wasn't the same bailim from the point of the negicha until the point of hamada bedin until the point of Gemara din? As lemaisa Reuven was mafka the animal at one point. In both these cases, the Torah says that Reuven will be chayiv, and as the Torah says, miu dafkim zochah be'achar avum hu chazav zochah be'chayiv. But if Reuven goes and is zoicha in hefka, then Reuven would still be chayiv. V'cheinim nogach v'achach macha or yehirish chayiv. If instead of being mafka this animal or being makdish the animal, Reuven sold the animal or Reuven died, and now does Yorshim receive it? And even though it's not the same Yorshim, but lemaisa the nizik will be able to go and collect from this animal. And the Gemara continues, then quotes from Mishnah chutz mishusam yuchedus lemazik, that Reuven would not be chayiv to pay for Shimon's damages if Shimon's animal comes into the rishus that belongs to Reuven, since Shimon's shor trespassed into Reuven's rishus. Therefore, Reuven is not chayiv, and Reuven doesn't have an obligation to guard his shor that it doesn't damage while it's in its own rishus. The Amalei, and as the Gemara explains, because Reuven says to Shimon, "Toch b'shusi, my boy, why was your animal in my rishus?" And therefore, certainly I'm not chayiv because your animal trespassed. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that the next part of the Mishnah states, "Rishus hanizik v'amazik," and the Gemara will now have a shayla if these three words are going back on the words of Chush Mishusam Yuchedas Lamazik, and is telling us that just like Reuven's not chayiv when Shimon's shor comes into his own rishus, into Mazik's rishus, as the shor was trespassing, and the same didn't apply if Reuven and Shimon own a field together, even though Shimon's behemoth had a right to be in this field, and then Reuven's behemoth goes and damages the behemoth of Shimon, that Reuven would still be potter. And as we will see, because the pasuk says Ubiyur b'stei acher, and therefore the only time that Reuven is chayiv is if Reuven's animal goes and damages Shimon's property while he's in someone else's field and not in a field that belongs to Reuven as well. Just like Reuven would not be chayiv for Shein v'regel, if Reuven's animal damages something in Rishus Rabim, Reuven is also not chayiv if his animal damages in a soda that belongs partially to him. What are the words of Rishus HaNizik v'Mazik go on the end of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah states, K'shehizik chav v'mazik l'sham tashlum v'nezik v'meitiv aretz, and the Mishnah is teaching us that just like if Reuven's animal damages Shimon's animal in Rishus Rabim, that Reuven is chayiv, therefore Reuven is chayiv to pay Shimon if Reuven's shor damages Shimon's shor in a Rishus that belongs to both of them. The Gemara brings a machlekes as to how to learn the Mishnah, as Amar Rav Chista states, Am Avimi, the name of Avimi, that we learned the Mishnah like the second tzad that we stated, that chotz ha-shutfim chayiv ba al-ashin va-regel, if there's a chotz that belongs both to Reuven and to Shimon, both Reuven and Shimon will be chayiv in that field or in that chotz for a hezek that occurs through shein u-regel, v'hochi kama, and this is the way to understand the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah stated, chutz m'shus m'yuchadis l'mazik depato, and then this next clause of the Mishnah is telling us that in the case of Rishus HaNizik v'amazik, k'shehizik chav ha-mazik, then in that case the mazik would be chayiv, as l'maisa it's not Rishus m'yuchadis l'mazik, and it's a Rishus that's owned jointly by the Nizik and Mazik. And Rashi points out that although our Gemara discusses the case of Shein v'regel, but as Rashi states, chotz ha-shutvim chayiv ba-kosev al-shein v'al-regel im ochlo v'hem tishol zeh pe-reishu shol zeh o'idorsa al-kilav chayiv de-bestei acha k'rinah bay, as it's still considered stei acha. And even though if you damage with Shein v'regel in Rishus Rabim, you'll be potter, however in Rishus of Shutvim, you will be chayiv. And Rashi continues, v'koshkin al-karen v'tel daisov da-filu b'shus Rabim na mi-chayiv, and certainly you'll be chayiv in a case of Karen or any told of Karen, because the din of stei acha doesn't apply to Karen, and the din is that if Reuven's animal shtoises Shimon's animal in Rishus Rabim, then Reuven would be chayiv, and certainly in a case where he shtoises Shimon's animal in a sada that belongs to both of them, Reuven would be chayiv. And the Gemara brings the second sheet of Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar argues on Rabbi Chista, and he says, pata l'shin v'al regal, that if Reuven's animal damages in a Rishus that belongs both to him and to Shimon, then he'd be pata on shin v'regal. V'achikama, and this is what the Mishnah means to say, chutz m'shus m'yuchad esl mazik, number one, if Shimon's animal comes into Reuven's Rishus, then certainly Reuven will not be chayiv because Shimon's animal trespassed. And similarly, Rishus HaNizik Mazik Nami Pato, even if Reuven's animal damaged Shimon's animal and it was a field that was miyuchid both to the Nizik and the Mazik, then Reuven would still be Pato. As Rashi states, B'shem V'regel Kama, then Reuven will be Pato by a Hezek of Shem V'regel, the Be'inu Be'er B'steacha, because the Pasuk states that it has to be that he was Be'er B'steacha and he did damage in someone else's field, and this field is not considered someone else's field because Reuven has a partial ownership in this field. Aval Karen Chayiv Legar B'shus Rabim, and certainly if the Shor of Reuven stresses the Shor of Shimon, even though Reuven has some ownership in the Sada, then Reuven will be Chayiv, as Reuven is Chayiv B'degei Karen, even if the Shor stresses Shimon Shor in a B'shus Rabim. And the Gemara continues that how does Rabbi Laza explain the end of the Mishnah, as the end of the Mishnah states to Kishizik Chava Mazik, and the Gemara explains Lasuya Karen that is coming to include the case of Karen. And as we know, our Mishnah discussed Abba Avos and Zikin. We spoke about Shor, Bor, Mava, Heva, and it was a question as to what Shor Mava is. According to Shmuel, Shor refers to Regal and Mava refers to Shane, and we didn't speak about Karen. And therefore, in our Mishnah, when the Mishnah adds in at the end, Kishizik Chava Mazik, that's coming to teach you that there's another Hezek, and that Hezek is Karen. Rashi points out that how do you know it's coming to include Karen? Maybe it's coming to teach us that there's a din they have to pay for Meitav. And Rashi says that Lemaisa, we had a similar Lashon in the Mishnah that Bezim and Alev, and the Imushim Meitav Hotanale Resha, we already taught this clause in the Resha, meaning in the Mishnah that Bezim and Alev, El Lassuya Karen, the Chayiv Lov, Leitani Lel, Bahadi Abavis, that according to Shmuel, this is not referred to in the Mishnah that Bezim and Alev, and therefore our Mishnah is coming to include Karen. And the Gemara therefore yes, Hanichel Shmuel, this would work out according to Shmuel, El Rav the Amma, Tanashav, Chomil Lushar, that according to Rav that holds that when the Mishnah stated Shar, it's actually referring to all the Hazikim and Shar, and it's referring to Karen, Shane, and Regal. And when we say Mavo, it's speaking about Adam and Mazik, so Chava Mazik, Lasuya Mai. So what is this clause of Chava Mazik coming to include? And the Gemara answers, Lasuya Hadatan Rabbanan, that this clause is coming to include the following din of the following Brysa, and we will read the Brysa quickly, and we will explain this Brysa in the next year, as the Brysa states, Kishahiz Chava Mazik, Lahavi Shay Mechinim, Vashoyal, Nesisacha Vasecha, this comes to include a Shay Mechinim, or a Shoyal, or a Shay Mesacha, or a renter, Shazika Behema Bishusan, and an animal is damaged in their rishus, that tam mishalom chetzi nezek, umur mishalom nezek shalom, that for a tam you pay chetzi nezek, and for a mur you pay nezek shalom, and we won't explain exactly what this means, but ultimately the words of our Mishnah of Kishizik Chava Mazik is coming to include this case. Bryson continues, Nifritzu Balaylo, if this animal breaks out of the corral at night, and it was a hezek that was a valid hezek, then the din is that it's an oinus, and therefore Reuven would not be chayiv for such hezek, oisha petzu listim, listim came and damaged the corral at night, and therefore the yotzev hazika, and the animal now goes and is mazik, and Reuven will be potter. And in Tesis who is that Lachir, according to Rav Chista, who learned that the Lashon of Mishnah of Kishizik Chava Mazik, that's going back on a case where damaged in the Rishus of the Nizik and the Mazik. So Lachir, according to Rav Chista, we don't have this extra Lashon of Kishizik Chava Mazik. How would he know the din of Karen according to Shmuel, and according to Rav, how would he know the din that we just mentioned? And Tesis continues and is for Oid, and I have another question that the Bryce of the Tonic Kishizik Chava Mazik, Miyasa Lasuya Kalani, Kash Rav Chista, the Maisa, we just brought a Brysa that said that from the words of Kishizik Chava Mazik, we learn out the din of Shemichlim Bashoil, Nesisach Basecha, Shazika Behim Bashusan, the Tamashal Chatzenezek, Umum Shal Nezek Sholim, etc. Certainly from the Brysa, it seems clear that these words are extra and they're coming to teach us something, and therefore it's mashma like Rabbi Lazar and not like Rabbi Chista. And Tez answers, Vishlema, the Ludei Name, Ika Yisura, Davi Matzla Misne, Rishusan Nizik Vamazik Chayib, that even according to Rabbi Chista, there's an extra Lashon in the Mishnah, as the Mishnah could have just stated, Rishusan Nizik Vamazik Chayib, and didn't have to say this extra lashon of Kishahizik Chava Mazik, and therefore this is coming to include either the din of Shmuel or this Brysa. And Taisa though ends off Akashal Shmuel Tikshe Brysa, that certainly according to Shmuel we could have a question for the Brysa, as the Brysa seems to specifically say that the words Kishahizik Chava Mazik is not coming to include Karen, and it's coming to include other dinim, and Ayin and Taisa, and we will stop over here.